This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Barb DePue is joining us. She is the Farm to Plate Director within Child Nutrition and Wellness at the Kansas State Department of Education. And Barb, October is National Farm to School Month, which is a great opportunity to highlight the fact that it takes a community to feed a community.
We use the month of October. This is the 10th anniversary of Farm to School Month for us to recognize, to appreciate, and to celebrate our local foods in our child nutrition program through our USDA and Food Nutrition Service program.
This is a little different this year and the end of the last school year due to COVID-19. How much has that changed nutrition and wellness within those local school districts?
Our local school districts and our child nutrition care and child and adult care programs out there have been making a lot of accommodations to get those healthy foods to the kids. It looks different in all parts of our state, but in any of those, the local foods is still an important part of that. And I do feel like it's made our schools aware of where their food comes from and working with our local agriculture producers, soy as one of those.
That soy connection can be used in so many ways to implement that into school meals.
Soy is a very versatile commodity that we use in a lot of our child nutrition programs. It can be part of the protein part of the menus as a soy nut, soy butter, or soy yogurt. It can also be part of the dairy as a milk product. The soy milk is also an alternative that we have to some of our lactose-free products that are available out there, and also soy flour. So it can be in the grain component in a lot of our healthy items and items that are in our grain part of the meals. We have a lot of different programs, our breakfast programs, lunch programs. We even have a fresh fruit and vegetable program that the edamame, which is a soy product, is very popular in, and that can be a tasting that children do.
Barb, if people want more information, and there's a website for National Farm to School Month?
We have that available at our www.kn-eat.org. My contact information is there. October is a special Farm to School Month for us because we are going to be introducing sub-grants through a grant project we have to be able to have our programs be able to add local food.
That is Barb DePue, Farm to Plate Director within Child Nutrition and Wellness at the Kansas State Department of Education. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.